I hadn't heard a gunfight from the time I first began passing out those newsletters until November, when I heard gunfire, and I realized that I hadn't been hearing gunfights. They used to happen every other week. And I put two and I said, I hadn't heard a gunshot since January. I said, that's when I started doing the news. It dawned on me, you know. So I went and prayed about that. I found out later the gun I heard was Toby. Toby bought a Tech 9 and he shot it in the air and the police came and took it. And I continued. Then when I moved, the gunfight broke out. I was driving away with the last load and a gunfight broke out. And I rebuked it. And nobody died. Nobody ever died from the time that they started having them, because I had listened to Kenneth Hagin's Authority of the Believer series, and that word was in my heart. The Lord trained me about authority, and I obeyed him. And I didn't want to see people die, so I would rebuke them. But when I did the newsletter, they stopped having gunfights. Well, Henry Groover taught that when blood is spilled on the ground, it creates a covenant with death. And he will go and remit the sins of the land, according to Leviticus. I forgot the chapter, I'm sorry. But he taught these things. The Lord taught him. I learned from him. We learn from people who grow from glory to glory. If you want to have knowledge about prayer walking, you got to listen to Henry Groover. He's got the revelation on it. He wrote books about it. I'm going to buy one. But I listen to the long versions on YouTube, and he's usually teaching in small churches, not always great big churches. Wherever people are hungry, that's where he'll go. But he passed. He went on to be with the Lord, and that was sad news for me. I really wanted to meet him one day. But nevertheless, he was a loving man that walked across. He was divided into the will of God. When people are divided into the perfect will of God, if you want what they're learning, and it's a beautiful thing to learn. He wants to see if we're curious enough sometimes. It's so much. It can take a lifetime to receive some revelation. So he don't load one man up with everything. He give it to his people that love him, that are set apart, that are divided into his will. So once you're divided into his will, you walk in and you learn. You see more than you would otherwise. But every time there's a new glory, you have to decide all over again, I'm going to do this. I'm going to walk according to it. And it's a beautiful thing when people do choose to walk in that next glory. Looks like we're going to have another part two. I try to get them all in one, but I also pray, Lord, have your way. The Lord loves us. He cares about us in every way and in every capacity. The more we walk from glory to glory, the more we see. And when people don't see what you see, don't be offended against them. It's just, it took you going from glory to glory to understand that point. And so it is for other people. You have to be patient. And I had to learn that. I used to want to share these things. It was bubbling in my spirit. But to get me to that point, I had to remember. You had to keep going forward to learn this. And so don't be so surprised if other people don't see what you see. And so it is with them. When they see things that I don't see, I learn to listen longer. So I can get a full revelation. I ask questions so I can get a better understanding. And where do you train? That's how you're gonna grow in it. We don't just receive revelation; we receive it, but we train in it too. Training is when you ask questions and you following up. You're praying about what you've heard, and then the Lord can show you more about it. And I love the way my pastor trained. He listened to healing tapes, so he walks in that authority, and anybody can do it, but that's where he trains. And he's a blessing. He helped a lot of people continue their lives. I thank God for that. And I tell people about it, you know, so they can get involved. And when people do, they heal and they go forward. It's a blessing to see your children learn about healing and get healed. My son, he had a terrible stomach pain. And he went one Wednesday night and pastor prayed for him. And all the pain, it instantly left. And then he came over and told me about it. I didn't get to go that night. I was working on a car. And he stopped by and told me he had just left church. And he got out the church was over. And he got prayed for. So that's a blessing. You know, what if his appendix ruptured? What if he died? I wouldn't have a son on earth. But I got a son on earth with potential, that, and he loves God. And all the things that he had to go through, he loves God. And he's growing. And I thank God for that. Everybody has their challenges. So when you're set up, when you're divided, once you're divided, you're also protected, but you have to use your authority and enforce your protection. The angels surrounds us. We're not alone here. And we don't have to act like we're alone. God is with us in every capacity. And this is, I'm going to end with this. Whatever you lack, God has plenty of it. If you're teaching and you don't know something and the people need to know, don't be so surprised when God do a miracle and cause you to speak under the anointing and say something that's far beyond your intelligence and far beyond your years. You know, the Holy Spirit gave you something for someone. When that happens for you, I learned to go back and ask questions about it so I can learn it. I might teach it, but then I have to go back and learn it. I know I don't know it. It came from the Holy Spirit. Most, you know, when I'm teaching under the anointing, my ears are open. I'm yielding to the Lord. He give me what to say, I say it. And then the things that's outstanding, I go back and ask questions so that I can get a grip on it, so that I can keep it. And he taught me to do things like that. He said, when I give you a message, go back and study the message. This was years ago. That way, I could utilize the knowledge that came through my ministry. There are times I have forgot all about it, and people remembered it, and I forgot all about it. It wasn't even in my heart anymore. And that doesn't need to happen. So the wisdom and counsel of God, he told me to start studying everything he gives. And I do it when I hear things of other people. We don't need a man to teach us. The anointing will teach us. What that means is God wants us to all learn primarily by what he's saying through people. It's not the man himself. It's the anointing on the man. It's the Holy Spirit revealing things for us. And we have to capture it. It's not a one-man show. There were times people thought that their ministry would be the greatest. That's not God's heart. Well, the perfect goal of the church is Ephesians 4, that all may come to the knowledge of God. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's our goal, and we do it systematically. We do it as individuals working collectively. And that's why this revival is so huge. It's something that people haven't seen before. Every day the Lord tell me thousands of people are coming. That's why he's about to do the super division, the rapture. When he take his people off the earth, they'll be divided. Just like the five wise and foolish and the five foolish virgins. Once divided, now you got to deal with the aftermath of it. If you're divided out of God, or you couldn't go in the rapture, now you got to regroup on earth and hang on. And you're going to have to live by your faith you're going to have to do the crash course. And now, Jesus said that they would go to outer darkness. That's why I believe that they wouldn't go to heaven. But I'm not sure if that's accurate, because I listened to Ken Peters' vision, and that was in his vision. It started at the rapture. He didn't know it because he didn't know eschatology, but his vision started when the graves opened. And in the course of his conversation, he said people were missing, but he just didn't see them get caught up in the air. But the graves opened all around the world. And then he saw when the Antichrist came on the scene, he said God judged those people. He lied. You know, the Antichrist is a liar, so you can't be surprised. He's going to tell a lie because that's what he is. But there were Christians that helped him understand, and they were dedicated enough not to, his wife wouldn't renounce Jesus, and they cut her head off. And then he had to make up his mind to believe on, and he did. In the dream, in his vision, he believed on Jesus. And when the knife touched his neck, he was out of his body. He never felt the blade cut his head off. But when the sword touched the back of his neck, he was out of his body with Christ. Now he talked about that at Prophecy Club back in 2000. And I believe his vision. So maybe I hope that the five foolish virgins, they went to outer darkness. They couldn't go with Christ. They couldn't go with the bridegroom. And I still got a lot of growing in that area. Eschatology is something I'm taking a second look at. I was taught pre-tribulation, but I'm letting the Lord. I want the truth. I want to know where I'm right and where I'm wrong. And that takes asking questions. Look at what God revealed and how he revealed it. And you'll see his love, his wisdom, and his purity, his holiness in it. But once you're divided, you'll see what God sees, and you'll see the wisdom, you'll see the purity, the holiness in it, and you'll see the love of God all over in a greater way. Same love, same holiness, same wisdom. But you see the operations of God. And I thank God for that. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.